So they are going to live a new life. We want to thank you, God, for the fact that three people have been baptized. Now, today's passage is John 1, verse 5. If you have a Bible, please open today to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Next week, we're going to have Christmas. That's the day to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So we're looking forward to it. We do not know on what day of what month he was born. We celebrate on December 25th in the world. So, but we don't know exactly when Jesus Christ was born. The Christmas, of course, takes place in December, but has to do with what we read today. Because he was born, the light came into life, and the darkness lost the power, and the light came into the world. And the reason we celebrate it in December is appropriate, actually, in a sense. As you know, the winter solstice, also known as midwinter, December 21st or 22nd is the winter solstice. And this year is the December 21st. The winter solstice is the day with the shortest period of daylight and longest night of the year. So on the winter solstice, we have the darkest day, in a sense. But also that shows that the end of darkness. It symbolizes the end of darkness because the day becomes longer from this day on. And the darkness, the light overwhelms the darkness. And that is why probably the Christmas is celebrated in December. So the Christmas, of course, tells a story of the birth of the light and the end of darkness. And of course, not just those physical light and darkness, but we have light and darkness in our hearts as well, right? Sometimes we feel difficulties, sometimes we're sad, and we feel like we're in darkness. Next week we will have Christmas, and three people have been baptized. And so the light, in a sense, is getting longer, the light is overcoming darkness. And of course, there are, you know, things in this world that gives us a sense of light, but those lights that the world gives is very short. The light that God gives is everlasting. When the light of Jesus Christ comes into life, we become brighter. We experience joy. He distinguishes the darkness in our lives. I have many experiences where the aspects of my darkness have been overwhelmed with the light from God. There was a very important incident in my life last year. 25 years ago, in 1995, I came to Japan as a missionary. Actually, that was my parents who came to Japan in 1995 as missionaries. One day, my parents told me, "Your father and your mother is going to Japan to tell the story of God, but you and your brother can't come with us." That's what my parents said. My parents were trying to get a family visa, but visa was difficult to get until the visa is given. So they decided to go to Japan with me and my brother, left with the grandparents. I was shocked that my parents left me when I was in elementary school. I wanted the family visa to be given as soon as possible. So I had to live with my grandparents for 1 year. I told you about a story about my experience in this 1 year with my grandparents. My grandparents were very conservative, had very strong Confucius ideas. And since I was a second son, my grandparents are really strict with me. The type of food I ate was different and from my brother, and the type of food, the way they treated me was different. And my grandmother was especially strict with me, and she gave me physical punishment. She sometimes accused me of stealing money, and she accused me of hiding things from me, and always told her, you know, I did not do it. It was not me. But she punished me, and her accusation was crazy at that time, I thought. So I had a very difficult time. But in 1996, finally the family visa was given. I was able to come to Japan with my family members, with my parents. So I was able to leave my grandparents. But even if I restarted my family life with my parents, my experience with my grandparents gave me a bad negative impact. I had anger toward my grandparents. I could not forgive them. So I had that kind of hate. And when I was in middle school, my grandmother lost consciousness, and we went to her hospital where she was hospitalized. I was hoping that at that time that my grandmother is regretting what she did to me, and she would apologize to me before she died. That was my hope. But at that time, my grandmother did not even remember who I was. So she left this world without any making peace with me. After my grandmother died, and my experiences with my grandmother still was vivid in my memory. Every time I prayed the Lord's Prayer, I always thought about her. It's, you know, we pray, "Forgive us our debts as we've forgiven our debtors." But I could not forgive my grandmother. I don't want to forgive her. I cannot do that. That's the way I felt every time I prayed the Lord's Prayer. Now, looking back through my Lord's Prayer, helped me, I think, to deal with the anger that I had. So I was able to change. My darkness was overcome because of God. One day, I think God gave us light. It was 20 years after my experience with my grandmother. on that day, I was studying, learning about dementia at Tokyo Christian University. And I paid attention to one phrase that was taught. That people with dementia sometimes have this delusion of thinking that their things have been stolen by other people. Then I realized that was my grandmother. And this lesson that I learned in that class helped me. I had tears in my eyes, and I thought to myself, said to myself, oh, that must have been her, it was her dementia that made her that way. The words that she used and the treatment and mistreatment she had with me was not her, it was her disease. Now, then I realized, now I can forgive her. That was the feeling that I had at that time. Maybe now I can forgive her. From that day, every time I pray the Lord's Prayer, I still think about my grandmother. But something changed. Every time I see my grandmother's face in my spirit, and then I pray to God, you know, God help me to forgive her. That was a big change. That was the first time I thought that way. But it still was difficult. And I realized that was her disease. I still had that pain and suffering that still remained in me. I came to realize it was not her bad will, but her disease, but still had that pain. So I could not completely forgive her even at that time. Then last year, I became sick and I had a little break. And I looked back in my life and thought about what was the beginning of my Christian faith. And I looked back at my life. I was born in a Christian family. And when I was a second year in high school, I confessed my faith. And I realized, I thought that was the beginning of my Christian faith, when I made formal confession of faith. But I just wanted to find out exactly when I became really, came to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I started to reflect back on my life. Then I realized, and I was surprised, when I first prayed to God, seeking God, was, I think, when I was in the first grade. I think my Sunday school teachers gave me hope and power to live through a Bible story. It was a story of Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers. That story gave me hope that God was with Joseph. And I realized that God was with me. And my Sunday school teachers invited me to the children's choir. And I was looking I loved going to church at that time. I was happy singing hymns to God. I realized that's when Jesus Christ came to me. I had a difficult time, but I met Jesus. So that's what I realized. For a long time, it was so difficult just to think about my grandmother. That was my darkness. But now, my anger is gone. My hate is gone. Now I am full of thanks to God. So, God healed me. The Lord brightened my darkness. Let me read today's passage one more time. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness. It's in the darkness. The light is in the darkness. The light has come into the darkness. Jesus Christ came into the darkness, and he's shining in the darkness. He brightens our darkness. We have darkness in our hearts. You know, we're all sinners. We still have darkness in our hearts. And also the Bible says, the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness has been defeated. Although we still have darkness in our hearts, the darkness will eventually disappear. That's the promise. Because that Jesus Christ is the light and he is in the darkness and will overcome it. All the things or mistakes we have made, God will erase them. That's the promise. You may feel that you are too sinful for that to happen. When the Jesus Christ was born, people from low socioeconomic class were invited. The shepherd and wise men from the east. They were marginalized members of society, but they were invited to the birth of Jesus Christ. He was not the king. He was not a scholar. It was not religious leaders who are invited. The people who are invited to his birth was the people who are people in the lower socioeconomic class. The Christmas is a time when people who seem to be away from God comes near. So if you think you're away from God, that God will give you light. God shines us through the Bible. And I taught a lesson at Morino Gakuen School here at Megumi Church. And the children wrote me a reaction papers. And they had very unique, individualistic ideas about what I taught. And I learned from them. So I'm so thankful that we have this school. And this is what they wrote about the today's passage. What this is what elementary school children wrote. I thought about what exists in my heart. The darkness is the words of God. The light is the word of God. The word of the devil will be defeated by the word of God. I want to have a heart like that. So that's what I was reading after my lesson, reading the reaction paper from the students. The God's light shines in each individual. The word of the devil is going to be defeated by the word of God. And that boy said, I want to have a heart like this. I was touched. They had such a very honest desire. And we want to have such hearts as well, don't we? And we can do that. Because God's light, the light of Jesus Christ, shines in our hearts. And the light that will has defeated the darkness. That's the promise God made. Gradually, God will shine us. It's a long journey. And it shines all aspects of our hearts. Let me pray. God, you gave us your only Son, and you gave us comfort. We don't have to regret the fact we have made many mistakes. You gave us freedom. And then you have shown that light in three individuals who are baptized today as well. I know you will overcome aspects of our darkness in our hearts. And your light shines in our darkness. Even if we're weak, we have this promise that will be fulfilled. Just like the winter solstice is the day that with the last day of the longest dark days with Jesus, the light shines. Thank you for, Lord, sending Jesus Christ as the light in this world. Amen.